The next patient is Joseph Berardino. The last name is B-E-R-A-R-D-I-N-O. Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. Mr. Berardino is a 75-year-old male who has been referred to the practice for evaluation of the kidney function. He has a history of a HPV-related laryngeal tongue cancer that was treated with chemotherapy. And according to the description, he received 5 rounds of cisplatin and later on intense radiation therapy. The patient developed atrophy of the vocal cords and a stenosis in the throat that has to be dilated every so often. The patient has severe difficulty swallowing. For that reason, a PEG, P-E-G tube has been implanted and he has been fed with Jevity. During the visit with the endocrinologist, the patient was found with an estimated EFR of 52, and for that reason was referred to this practice, period. He was recently admitted to the hospital at Advent Health. And because of a malfunction of the G-tube, he was transferred to Tampa for him to have the tube exchanged. During the hospital stay, the laboratory workup was done throughout the hospitalization, and we found out that the serum creatinine is 0.1, excuse me, is 1.1, the BUN is 11, and the estimated EFR is 70. And remain throughout the hospitalization at the same level. There are heavy and severe analyses that fail to show the presence of protein. So from the kidney point of view, there is not a compromise of the kidney function at the present time. There is no evidence of proteinuria or activity of the urinary sediment. Number two, the patient has the carcinoma of the larynx tongue and has also a lung seeding that was excised. And the patient is followed very closely by ENT and oncology. Following number. As a consequence of the radiation therapy, the patient has a hypothyroidism that is followed by the endocrinologist and is replacing the thyroid hormone. Following number, stenosis of the trachea with gastroesophageal reflux disease, difficulty swallowing, the patient with severe dysphagia, and for that reason, he has a G-tube that has to be changed every so often. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. At the present time, we are going to refer him to the primary doctor, Tangunan, T-A-N-G-U-N-A-N, and I made a personal contact with him, and the patient will be seen in this coming Tuesday, that is the 2nd of April. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. No more appointments for follow-up are necessary.